Hello, this is Seth Crane with the Hondo Livestock Auction, giving the market report here for April the 9th and the results from that special stocker feeder sale. Ended up with 650 head of cattle, right at 100 head of sheep and goats. Before we get into the cattle, sheep and goat market was a little better again, especially on anything carrying some flesh. If you got into some of those wormy lambs and kids, you know, they might have been a little cheaper just that time of year, but as far as the fleshy ones, you know, they sure sold well. As far as our packer cows, ended up with like 95 cows and bulls there Monday. Took almost $10 off cows, it looked like, this week. Just getting too many cows back up at the packing plant, they say. $51 up to 68 cents on the best cow, with most of those cows bringing from that 60 to 65. Same as the bulls, took a few dollars off them. 55 on those weak bulls, up to a really, really good bull we had at 90 cents. Most of those bulls bring about 85. Had a few replacement bulls going back to the country. They're young bulls, you know, not real heavy. Just pretty good kind to turn out, anywhere from 1,100 all up to 13.5 on some of those younger Angus bulls, and sold a few Brangus type bulls up there around 15.5. As far as our pairs, had a handful of young pairs, 750 on that planer end, up to 1380 on the best end, with most of those better pairs going to bring from 11 up to that 1300, it looked like Monday. On our bred cows on the planer end, 650 up to 1360, buying most of those pretty good type bred cows, anywhere from 9.5 up to $1,200. On the calf market, you know, with the board, the cattle futures being off here about 2 weeks, just everything up and down and all the turmoil, you know, pretty much around the world, thought it'd be cheaper. You know, and it might have been a little cheaper on some of those greener new crop calves. They're sure getting pretty fleshy, it looked like, and some of those bigger bull yearlings and such. But the wean cattle remained to sell. I mean, they sold really well. Of course, the wean cattle we had were really good. And, you know, they pretty hard type cattle, you know, coming out of winter, had a lot of frame, had some hair, and they sure liked them. On our calf market, 2 to 3 weight steers, $1.65 to $1.96, 2 to 3 weight heifers, $1.50 to $1.84. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.60 to $1.94. 3 to 4 weight heifers, $1.40 to $1.64. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.45 to $1.79. 4 to 5 weight heifers, $1.35 to $1.90. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.35 to $1.65. 5 to 6 weight heifers, $1.25 up to $1.52. 6 to 7 weight steers and bull calves, $1.20 up to $1.56. With most of those good steers bringing in the all load of mid 40s, it looked like. In the 6 to 7 weight heifers, $1.15 to $1.36. 7 to 8 weight steers and bull yearlings, $1.10 up to $1.38. 7 to 8 weight heifers, $1.05 to $1.28. Had that special stocker feeder sale out there. Want to thank all the consigners. Everybody brought cattle, you know, a lot of good calves out there. They dealt up well, and it sure was a good round of cattle. I imagine we sold somewhere around 200 head in that show round out there on Monday. Want to thank the judges, Mr. Vince Gillum of Gillum Ranch and Mr. Wesley Wiesian of Capital Land and Livestock. The first place pen of steers brought in by JTJB of San Antonio, Texas. 21 head of those black steers weighed 815 at $1.26, dollaring out $1,027. They were bought by Day Cattle Company. The first place pen of heifers brought in by Mr. Ray Arberson of Dehennis, Texas. 9 head of those black heifers weighed 638 at $1.34. That's dollars out to $856, and they were bought by the Gillum Ranch. The second place pen of steers brought in again by Mr. Ray Arberson of Dehennis, Texas. 6 head of those good yellow steers weighed 638 at $1.43. That's $912, bought by 4S Cattle Company. Second place heifers brought in by Mr. John Windrow of Hondo, Texas. 6 head of those heifers weighed 784 at $1.26, and they were bought by the Gerlich Cattle Company. Thought we had a real good sale. Once again, on those good wean cattle, just sold really, really well. You know, you get into some of those planter cattle again, the Bremer crosses, Holstein crosses, Longhorn crosses and such, you know, they were dollars behind these good ones, but, still a good market on a good calf. Thought we had a good April sale, and, looking down the road, next sale will be next week. Anybody has any questions, you can get us right there at the office, 830-741-8061. Get me on my cell phone, 210-288-3960. And for updates and information, HondoLivestock.com.